thank you for choosing the Hollywood Suites for Hilton. This is Lisa speaking. How may I direct your call?
Oh, I'm glad I chose you. Can I get room 204, please?
Okay, hold for connection, please.
Thank you.
Either way, I'm letting you take this one.
So what room was that, 204?
No, 304. Sorry, my cell phone, it's horrible.
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay, thank you.
Living area with a sleeper sofa, TV, VCR, complimentary high-speed internet access, and plenty.
Yes.
Yes, hello, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, ma'am, this is the front desk. We have an emergency situation. Just for confirmation purposes, is there anyone else in the hotel room with you?
My husband and two kids.
Okay. We're just trying to see what the situation is going on here. Apparently there's a rapist in the hotel, ma'am.
Oh my God.
So what? Yes, ma'am. He's a registered rapist. His name is Jerry Batsford. What we need you to do is we need you to go to the front door. Do you have a peephole at your front door, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. What I want you to do, ma'am, is I want you to go to the front door and look through the peephole, okay?
Yeah,
and let me know. Put the phone down, ma'am.
I'm just telling my husband to do it.
Okay. And also ensure that your front door is locked, okay, ma'am?
Yes, the front door. Okay.
Okay.
He's calling right now.
Okay.
How did y'all find out he was in here?
Pardon, ma'am?
How did you find out that he was in here?
Someone reported him, and we called the police, and right now the SWAT team and the police department are on their way.
Oh, man. Well, there's going to be a bunch of baseball team that's going to be having to get to a game this morning.
Yes, ma'am. Really, ma'am, this shouldn't take long. The SWAT team should be arriving in about 1 minute here. We're just trying to get everything set up, ma'am.
Okay.
Has your husband looked through the peephole yet?
Nothing out there, and we locked the door, right? Nothing's there, and he locked the door.
Okay. I'm just receiving word from the security crew here that the registered rapist, Jerry Batsford, is in your hallway.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So that's why we're trying to ensure your safety, okay, ma'am?
Okay.
Yeah,
Ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, what we're going to do, ma'am, here, I just received instructions from the SWAT team leader. What we're going to do, ma'am, is we're going to try and create as much commotion as we can.
Uh-huh.
And once the registered rapist, once he's aware that someone's out for him, he will attempt to escape down the stairwell,
uh-huh.
And that's where the SWAT team will meet him and arrest him. Okay, sir, ma'am?
Okay.
But what we need
to... Okay, ma'am, go ahead.
So what we... Ma'am, can you... We need you to create some commotion for us, ma'am. Can you
inside
yell?
Inside the room?
Yes, ma'am. Inside the room. All we need
okay.
to do right now at this point, ma'am, is we need you to yell, "Go away, rapist. Go away, Jerry Batsford." Can you do that for me, please, ma'am?
You want me to just lay the phone down?
Yes, ma'am. Do not hang up. Just lay the phone down.
Okay,
go ahead and do that. I didn't know what to do at first because of the husband and the kids, but I just thought, I'd go with it.
Go away! You know you're here, buddy.
Okay, I don't hear anyone else hollering.
Okay, ma'am. No, ma'am. We're working to get everyone their safety assured. Can you look through the peephole one more time for me, ma'am? And also, ma'am, I also need you to ensure that if anyone at all knocks on your door, do not open it, ma'am. Do you understand?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and have your husband look through the peephole, and from where you are right...
Go ahead, ma'am? Go ahead.
And from where you are right now, can you yell, "Go away, Jerry Batsford," for me, please?
Go away, Jerry Batsford!
This is not a prank phone call.
Pardon, ma'am?
This is not a prank phone call.
No, ma'am. This is Mike. I'm at the front desk.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. We're just receiving word from the security crew that he's still in the hallway, but he is heading towards
he's walking away right now. Like, he's walking, but he's not looking like
okay, yeah, he's heading towards the stairwell, but he's not quite there. What we need you to do, ma'am?
Yeah?
I imagine that your husband is the strongest out of the two. Can you have your husband bang on the door and yell, "Go away, Jerry Batsford"?
They want you to bang on the door and yell the same thing, Martin.
Go away, Jerry Batsford. Go away, rapist. We're on to you. Can you do that for me, ma'am?
He's doing it right now.
Hey, ma'am, this is not a laughing matter, ma'am.
I'm sorry. It's just probably out of fear that I'm laughing.
Your safety is our number one concern.
Okay, he's hollering right now.
Is he banging on the door, ma'am?
Yeah, he banged on the door.
There is a rapist.
Yeah, he's yelling.
Okay.
Bert, I don't know if they're calling other people at the same time or not.
Mike, can you have them barricade the door with the mattress?
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Jason. Okay. Ma'am, we are having our... Ma'am?
Yeah.
We are having our representatives get to other hotel rooms on that floor, but again, we're trying to ensure everyone's safety, ma'am. What we need you to do is we need you to grab one of the mattresses and use that to barricade your front door. Can you do that for me, ma'am?
Okay. All right. Hang on.
Or have your husband do that, ma'am. What else? Throw some ideas. Ma'am?
Mike, can you have them scream as loud as they can? Because it doesn't seem like he's really moving at this point.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I'll do the TV. Madam? Madam? Madam?
Corey Taylor, come here.
Did she just say Corey Taylor?
That's what I thought I heard. I was like, what?
Let's see her. Madam?
Mike, he just broke into another room and he beat some woman mercilessly.
Oh my goodness. Okay, oh god. Madam? Stay in slaver. Do that. Got three ideas down. Madam?
Okay, you there?
Yes, madam. Okay, have you barricaded your front door with a mattress?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect, ma'am. We're receiving word from the SWAT team that there is actually two rapists in the hotel. One of them is on the second floor, but ma'am, they are wearing hotel uniforms, ma'am.
They're wearing hotel uniforms, y'all.
So again, if someone knocks at your door, do not open it. Do you understand,
ma'am?
Trust
me, I won't.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, next, what we're going to have you do, ma'am, is, again, we're receiving word that he did break into a hotel room. We're not exactly sure what the situation there is, ma'am, but, again, we need to create as much commotion as we can. So we need to work as a team on this, okay, ma'am?
Are there other people doing it at the same time? Or?
Yes, ma'am. We're trying to get as much people as we can. I need you to tell your husband, your kids... Yes. I need you to all simultaneously yell, "Go away, rapist! Go away, Jerry Batsford!" at the same time.
At the same time, you and Dad and Troy.
At the same time,
yeah,
ma'am.
They have other people doing it in other rooms.
Ma'am?
I haven't heard anybody else yelling this
ma'am,
stuff.
We're getting to them as fast as we can, ma'am. This
go
is an urgent situation.
You want me to go yell with them, too?
Ma'am, we need everyone in the hotel room right now with you. We need you to all yell at the same time at the top of your lungs, "Go away, rapist! Go away, Jerry Batsford!"
All right,
ma'am.
Hang on.
All right, go ahead and let them know that they're the only one that's near there so they won't hear anyone else.
Okay, okay.
Mike, maybe you should get them to turn on the TV as loud as it'll go
okay.
And then scream again.
Yeah, we're trying to, Okay, all right. We're just receiving. Okay, ma'am. Did you yell? Did you scream that at the top of your lungs,
yes,
ma'am?
Yes, right by the door. Yeah.
Okay. What we need you to do now, ma'am, is we need you again. We need to create as much commotion as we can. I've received word from the security crew manager here that he's still in the hotel room. So what we need you to do, ma'am, is we need you to turn on your TV and turn up the volume to max. Can you do
they
that for me, please,
turn
ma'am?
Turn the TVs on max. To the max volume, guys.
And ma'am, while they're at it, where you are right now, can you just yell, "Go away, Jerry Batsford"?
Go away, Jerry Batsford!
Jerry Batsford, we're on to you.
We're on to you, Jerry Batsford!
The SWAT team will capture you, Jerry Batsford.
The SWAT team's gonna catch you, Jerry!
You won't rape us.
You're not gonna rape anybody!
Okay, perfect.
My husband has a knife out of the kitchen.
Ma'am, please, ma'am, ensure that everyone has remained calm. Can you do that for me?
They're okay.
Okay, okay. Is the TV on max, ma'am?
Yeah, both of them.
Okay, both of them? You have two TVs in your room?
Well, there's one in the living room and one in the bedroom.
Perfect, okay. Please ensure that both TVs are turned on max.
They are.
Okay, perfect, ma'am. Okay. Ma'am, do you have pay-per-view, I believe? I'm just receiving word from the SWAT here.
Mike,
can you yell out one more? Yes.
Can you have them put it on two different channels, the two TVs, so that it makes more of a noise and commotion?
Absolutely. Okay, ma'am?
Yeah?
On one of your TVs, can you change that to a different channel, please, ma'am?
What does that matter?
We need to create as much noise as we can. We need it needs to be loud, ma'am.
It's as loud as it can be.
Okay, that's okay, ma'am. Okay, ma'am.
I'm changing. I don't see a louder channel than the cartoons were.
Okay, ma'am. Again, ma'am, he is a registered rapist. He is... I'm just trying to... Ma'am?
Yes.
Can I speak to your husband, please?
Hang on.
Thank you.
They want to talk to you.
Yeah, this is Mark.
Hi, sir. Sorry, this is the front desk. We're sorry for the inconvenience, sir.
Yeah.
We want to thank you for your participation in all of this. It's really helping. What we need you to do, sir, need you to yell out, "Go away, Jerry Batsford," as loud as you can.
Okay.
Do that right where you are, sir. Don't put down the phone, sir. Just yell it from where you are.
Go away, Jerry Batsford! Okay. Just keep doing that.
Say, "You won't rape us, Jerry Batsford."
You won't rape us, Jerry Batsford!
The SWAT is on to you.
The SWAT is on to you!
Son of a bitch, Jerry Batsford.
You son of a bitch, Jerry Batsford!
Okay,
do you know, do they have any idea where he's been seen or spotted?
He is in the hallway. He has broken into a room, sir. We need you to scream, sir, at the top of your lungs, "Go away, Jerry Batsford, please,
okay,
sir."
Okay, that's what I've been doing by the door. I've been having my eye on the peephole.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
And we'll keep doing that.
Okay, perfect. Can I speak to your wife, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Linda.
"Go away, Jerry Batsford."
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. What we need your husband to do, ma'am, is we need him to bang on the door as loud as he can.
Bang on the door, Mark.
I haven't heard anyone else from other rooms yelling anything.
Ma'am, so far we do have two other rooms right now, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You just can't hear them because of all the TVs, and we just need to keep everything on, ma'am.
Okay.
Would
it not be smart to, like, have a SWAT team come to the window and have us go out the window? Yeah.
What we're trying to do, ma'am, is we're trying to get him to escape, to attempt to escape down the stairwell. Right now we have the stairwells trapped, so that if he comes up or down the stairwells, he will be captured, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Again, we need to ensure that you do not go out the window, okay, ma'am? You just stay in the hotel room, okay?
Okay.
Okay, one second here. Is he pounding on the door, ma'am?
Y'all need to keep pounding on the door, Mark.
Ma'am?
Yeah, he is.
What are your kids doing?
They're all pounding on the door.
Okay, can you have your kids pound on the wall to alert the room next to them, ma'am?
Hey, y'all pound on the wall next to us also, guys.
Perfect.
Okay.
Now.
Uh-huh.
We're just receiving word now. He has left the hotel room. I'm heard through my earpiece here. Ma'am, can we have you yell, "Hey, Jerry Batsford, please?"
Go away, Jerry Batsford!
Mike, he just came out of room 309. He's on his way to their room.
Oh, my goodness. Ma'am, they need to pound louder. They need to pound
louder.
Pound louder,
y'all. He just left 309.
He's coming down the hallway, ma'am.
He's coming down the hallway! Go away, Jerry Batsford! Go away, Jerry Batsford! Have y'all seen anything out the peephole?
They haven't seen anything out the peephole.
Go away, rapist!
Huh? Have you heard anything now?
Okay, ma'am. Receiving word here. Okay, ma'am. Oh,
yeah.
He's broken into another room. We need your husband to keep yelling, ma'am.
Keep yelling. He broke into another room. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Please, ma'am.
Holler, y'all.
Oh, my goodness.
What room is he in?
Go away, Jerry Batsford!
306 right now.
He's in 306.
He's moving down. He's moving down the hotel rooms, ma'am.
I'd rather go out the freaking window than do all this.
No, ma'am. No. No, ma'am. You're not going to do that. Everything will be okay.
What?
The SWAT team is on their way through the hallway. They're slowly making their way up, okay, ma'am?
Go away!
Should we lock the kids in the bathroom or something?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Hey, Taylor and Troy, y'all go in the bathroom. Taylor and Troy. Taylor and Troy, I want you to lock yourself in the bathroom.
Ma'am.
Lock yourself in. If I ask you to let me...
Ma'am?
Do they have on a maroon shirt, a green tie, and glasses?
Yes, ma'am. Ma'am. This is Steve Johnson. Ma'am, this is Steve Johnson, the general manager. Your doors are high-grade reinforced doors, okay? They will not be able to get into your particular doors, so you don't have to worry about that. But what you need to do, ma'am, is you need to scream in the loudest, high-pitched voice you can, okay, near the door.
Okay.
Quickly, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you, ma'am.
He just went to the left from our room.
Go by the door and scream,
okay,
y'all.
Okay, scream it in a loud, high-pitched voice,
okay.
Quickly.
Go away, Jay Baxter! Go away, Jay Baxter! Go away! Go away! Go away! Go away! Go away!
He's going the other way now.
Okay, good, ma'am.
He's going to the right. He's not in a hotel uniform. What's he in, Mark?
Maroon shirt,
black tie with white spots on it.
That's him.
And gray slacks.
You need to scream, ma'am, quickly.
Go away! I want to get back!
All right.
Adam?
Yeah?
Okay, your kids are locked in the bathroom, correct?
What?
Your kids are locked in the bathroom, correct?
Hey, they want y'all in the bathroom.
They're not listening to me. They're yelling. Hang on.
They need to go into the bathroom, ma'am.
Hey, Nicole, get in here. Hold the door. Lock the door when you get in there, but bang on that door, on that wall.
Yes,
lock,
ma'am.
Lock the
yes,
door.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to see if the phone will reach in the bathroom where I can go in there, too.
No,
hey,
ma'am.
Y'all.
Ma'am?
Huh?
Ma'am, are the kids yelling and banging on the walls in the bathroom, ma'am?
Just shut the door. Yeah.
Okay.
He went down which way, Mark? Mark, which way?
He went back toward the center of the building again just now.
Okay, we do.
Why don't they just...
Ma'am, we do have security crew tracking him right now on the cameras with the SWAT team, ma'am.
Why don't they come up here and get him if he's walking back and forth in the hallway?
Because, ma'am, he is armed, ma'am. Jerry Batsford is evil, ma'am.
He is armed. He has a weapon.
I can get their asses in here and shoot them. They're
okay.
Just in here making us panic while they do something.
Okay, ma'am.
They are. What?
Ma'am, are your
yeah.
kids locked in the bathroom, ma'am?
We're all three in the bathroom.
All three of you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, where's your husband?
He's out by the door watching through the peephole.
Hello,
with the
ma'am.
Knife.
This
yeah.
is this Corey Taylor, the security guard on duty.
Uh-huh.
The one watching on the cameras. I need you to not attack the rapist.
Okay. We weren't planning on attacking him, but if he came in, we wanted to have something.
Okay, well, do not attack him, ma'am.
Do not attack the rapist. Okay.
Yes, do not. We want to apprehend him alive.
Okay.
Thank you, Corey. Okay, ma'am.
Yeah.
What we need you to do, ma'am, is we need you to leave your kids in the bathroom,
yeah.
relay to them, ask them to bang on the walls and make as much noise as they can, okay, ma'am?
But you want me to leave the bathroom and go where?
I need you to go back to the door and relay to your husband that he needs to keep yelling, ma'am.
Okay.
And ma'am, nobody,
ma'am.
So, ma'am.
He's yelling and banging.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
Your doors are ringing.
Nobody.
You do not have to worry about anybody coming into your room. If you
hey, Mark,
police,
he's yelling and banging.
If you see
Madam,
the police,
yeah.
then it's okay.
Madam, nobody
yeah.
else. Nope. Do not let anybody else into your hotel room other than the police. Okay, ma'am?
Well, I don't even think I'd let the police in right now.
No, ma'am. If the police are at your door, it is safe to let them in, okay, ma'am?
All right.
But if anyone else is at your door, do not open that door, ma'am. Do you understand?
Okay.
Perfect. Okay. So, ma'am, are your kids...
You're banging and hollering. Everyone's banging.
Okay, ma'am.
Shut that door and keep yelling and banging.
Ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, what we need you to do, ma'am?
Yeah.
We need you to yell, "Go away, Jerry Batsford."
Go away, Jerry Batsford!
We're on to you, Jerry Batsford.
They're on to me, Jerry!
Okay, ma'am, we need you to scream, "Go away, rapist."
Go away, rapist!
Ma'am, please be louder, ma'am.
Go away,
I'm sorry,
Jerry!
Ma'am.
Go away!
Okay, ma'am. Okay. We're just receiving word from the security crew here. I believe he's left the hotel room. He's broken into two hotel rooms right now, ma'am.
Shit. He's broken into two hotel rooms, Mark.
Ma'am?
Yeah.
Ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am. One second, ma'am.
Okay. Shut and lock that door unless I ask to come in. There are. There's a SWAT team here, Taylor.
Yeah, they can see me. You haven't come in or anything. I'm
going
to get
your
ass in here.
Hey, ma'am?
Yeah.
I need you to yell out, "Jerry, I rebuke the devil out of you in the name of Jesus." Ma'am.
Ma'am, can you have your children scream, "Go away, you son of a bitch"?
Get out of here! Get out of here, Jerry!
Oh, ma'am.
Jerry, go away!
Ma'am.
Yeah?
Have your children, only your children scream, "Go away, you son of a bitch."
You can't yell, "Go away, you son of a bitch."
Yes. He is afraid of children. He looks for
Is there a police officer I can talk to?
Ma'am, the police right now, everyone's in the lobby. We're trying to form a tactic where we can capture him, okay, ma'am? Everyone is busy at the time.
It seems like a damn prank to me.
No, ma'am. Right now, what we have is a hostage situation going on because he has entered certain rooms. He has access to certain rooms. He doesn't have access to your room, which we've verified, so it's very important you stay in your room, okay? We don't want to upset or antagonize him into hurting anybody, so that's why we're trying to formulate the best possible tactic. And right now, what you're doing is very helpful, ma'am.
Alright.
Go away, Jerry! Give him... Bang on the door, Taylor.
Yes, ma'am. Have everyone banging at the same time.
Everyone is banging and yelling.
Madam? Okay,
yeah.
Madam, I need you to relay to everyone again. One more time. Everyone has to yell, "Go away, Jerry Batsford," at the same time. They need
y'all
to
yell,
scream.
Jerry Batsford, go away at the same
ma'am,
time.
Ma'am?
Yeah.
I want you to count down 3, 2, 1, and I want everyone to scream, "Go away, Jerry Batsford, go away, rapist," okay, ma'am?
All right.
Okay,
go away, Jerry Batsford, go away, rapist. 1, 2, 3. Go away, Jerry
you have
Batsford,
to urinate
go away,
the door.
Rapist!
All right.
Okay, perfect.
Oh. My son is playing in the World Series this morning. This is really not going to be good for his game.
Oh, again, ma'am, again, your safety is our number one concern at this point, ma'am.
I hear you.
Especially for everybody else in the hotel room, especially the kids.
Another guy walked down the hall. He had on a navy blue shirt and a hat.
Oh, my
God. And he had a magazine with him. Was he black or white? He was white.
He had a what, ma'am?
Taylor, tell me again. He had on a hat. He was a white guy. And he had on what, Taylor?
Ma'am, that's the second rapist. That's the second rapist.
That's the second rapist right there.
There's two rapists. Okay. Okay, ma'am, we're just trying to,
The police officers are all busy. They're forming a SWAT team in the lobby. We just have to keep on yelling, guys. Taylor, I don't want you by the door.
Ma'am,
yeah.
Can you put a chair and just throw it at the door? The chair's not going to break.
throw a chair at the door?
Yes, just at the front door. The chair is not going to break, so don't you worry about that.
Okay, hang on. That just put a dent in the door. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
That
okay,
just,
ma'am.
That put a dent in the door.
Oh, my. That's okay, ma'am. We will cover that. It's okay, ma'am. Hey, ma'am.
Yeah.
Ma'am?
Yeah.
We need you and your husband
yeah.
at the same time banging on the door and screaming, "Go away, Jerry Batsford," at the exact same time, okay, ma'am?
All right. Hey, just hang on.
Okay.
One and piss under the door. Get them to piss. Get them to piss under the door.
Okay.
There's a lady in the hall with a white shirt on.
Okay, ma'am. Oh my goodness. I fear for your safety at this time, ma'am.
I can't even hear you. What'd you say?
Okay, ma'am. That's irrelevant. Ma'am?
Hey, be quiet, Ryan! Be quiet for a second!
What?
Okay, madam?
Yeah.
Okay, we did receive word that the rapist is allergic. He's allergic to other people's urine, ma'am.
What?
So what we need to do, ma'am, is we need to create a strong urine scent, and that will repel the rapist, and he will run down the stairwell, okay, ma'am?
Ma'am, can you have your husband urinate along the bottom of the door, please?
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. That's okay, ma'am.
What's outside our door?
Three people are outside our door.
Oh, my goodness.
A woman...
A guy with a white, like, looking like a
tip
shirt.
A guy with, like, a tip shirt on. The guy with the maroon shirt and tie. Yell and bang, guys.
Help the go-away rapist.
Won't you send the freaking SWAT team right here? We know where they are.
Madam, tell
what?
Them.
What?
The SWAT team is on the way, ma'am. We need
we have been yelling.
Madam. Ma'am. Okay, how do we end this?
Call back the front desk.
No, I'm going to wait for the police.
Hello, this is Mark Roberts.
Yes, who am I speaking with?
This is Mark Roberts. This is
husband. The husband.
Do you know about the three people that are in the hallway?
Yes. We're aware of the situation.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, well, sir. Sir?
Yes.
We need you to yell, "Go away, rapist. You will not enter this hotel room."
That's what they're doing. They're by the door doing that right now.
The SWAT team.
No,
please enter the
10-digit
phone number you want to call.
Keep going, sir.
Keep going, guys. Keep going.
As loud as you can.
Not yet.
Sir?
Who are the people? Do you know who the people are in the hallway with the maroon shirt?
Sir, we don't know. They have not been identified, sir. They could be dangerous.
Okay, we'll keep doing the same. We'll keep doing the same
sir.
Thing, and we got
sir.
The door locked.
Sir.
Also, you had a knife, correct?
I do have a knife.
Please do not attempt to take him with on your own. This is a police matter.
Sir, do not use the knife or anything of the sort. Just stay in your room, and everything's going to be fine. Okay.
That's what I'm doing. The knife's just a backup plan.
Good. We know for a fact that he does not have access to your room, so there's no need to try to harm anybody. The police are going to take him down, okay? Especially since they're in the lobby.
Okay. Why would these if these people are not Jerry Batsford out there, why are they trying to come into the room?
Because, ma'am, sir, right now we have learned that the rapist has accomplices throughout the hotel, okay? This is a very serious situation. They're trying, he understands that he can't get into the room, so he's trying to get other people to help.
I got you. A what?
Sir?
Yeah, there's a black lady with a white t-shirt out there as well.
That's one of the accomplices, sir.
Okay, yes.
Sir?
Gotcha.
Sir?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what I need you to do, sir, is I need you to yell, "Go away, rapist, you will not come into this room," okay, sir?
Okay. Tell him you will not enter this room.
Go
Same thing, but Ed, you will not enter this room.
Sir, we have credible information. Sir, this particular rapist preys on children. You have children in your room, correct?
Correct.
Okay, you need to all scream and yell. You will not take our virginity. You need to let him know right now.
Okay. Tell him he will not harm our children.
And you will not take my virginity.
And you will not take my virginity. Okay.
You need to tell them to yell that. He needs to hear from the children.
They're yelling. We can't do any more than what we're doing.
No. So what I'm saying is he needs to be, the message needs to be sent from the children that they will not allow for him to take their virginity. That's going to turn him off completely.
That's what we're doing. Tell him you will not take our virginity. He needs to hear the children yelling. Well, I don't see why he needs to hear the children yelling.
Because it's the children that he's after the most, sir.
Who are you?
I'm the general manager, Steve Johnson, sir.
Okay. Why haven't we seen any police on the store if you know he's out there?
Sir, you have to understand that you have a peephole, and that's the only visual you have. There are armed SWAT forces on the lobby floor, okay? They are incognito right now, and they're trying to formulate the best possible situation because other guests have been held hostage.
Okay, we got it. Keep doing the same thing.
Keep doing the same thing. Let me talk to him.
Yes, ma'am.
Go away, Jerry Batchford! Go away, Jerry Batchford! Yeah, this is
a fucking lie. Okay, well, we're continuing to do the same thing.
Okay, sir, we need them to yell one more time, you will not take our virginity, sir.
Yell, you will not take our virginity. Okay, anyway, it is kind of odd. But anyway, we're gonna stay in the room.
Okay, sir.
And we're gonna continue to yell. The door is barricaded.
Sir, once again, I need to ensure with you: do not use any weapons. Do not attack anybody, sir.
All right.
We do have SWAT armed forces on the scene, and they will take care of it. Okay, sir.
Okay.
Okay, sir. Stay on the line with me.
Sir?
Yes.
Are you able to put anything at your front door to barricade that front door?
It's already done.
Sir, are you able to put anything else there, sir?
We can try. I mean, I got the mattress wedged in there pretty good. He can't open it.
What I need you to do, sir, is I need you to put as many things as you can towards the front door to build that barricade, okay, sir?
Okay.
Okay, go put the phone down and go ahead and do that.
All right.
Sir?
Yes, this is what?
Oh, ma'am?
Yes.
Who is this?
Your daughter.
Okay. Oh, what's your name?
What?
What's your name?
I can't hear you.
What's your name?
Taylor.
Okay, Taylor. What we want you to do, Taylor, is we want you to bang on the wall.
We've been doing that for 30 minutes. How in the hell do I know this ain't a joke?
No, ma'am, this is not a joke.
Taylor, listen to me.
Is there an officer, Alexander? They're wanting us to open the door.
No. Taylor, listen to me very carefully.
This is Linda. Hang on. There's a guy. There's an officer, Alexander, at our door. Can we let him in?
Oh, that's the rapist disguised in police uniform.
Wait, he's disguised in police uniform. There's not an officer Alexander?
No. That is a fake identity. They are aware of the situation. Do not open your door.
Bring the freaking SWAT team up here. He's got a badge, but we're not opening the door.
It's a fake badge from a toy store.
It's a fake badge. Don't open it. Send the freaking SWAT team up here.
Need to yell right now. I know you're a fake police officer.
Say we know you're a fake police officer.
Go away, Jerry Batchford. Know you're fake.
How do I know all these people? They're not even anywhere near here.
Because they have cameras.
Madam?
Yes.
We need you to yell, go away, officer.
Go away, officer. We know you're a fake. Y'all yell. Yell at him.
Jerry Batchford, go away. I know you're fake.
Yeah, are they still there? They left.
See?
Okay.
Good.
Which way did they go? They went toward the outside exit.
Okay. That's what they're trying to regroup. That's where we're going to get them.
Okay, ma'am. I need you to remain calm, okay, ma'am?
Tell them to do something about it. This is really trying to piss me off.
Taylor, relax. They're trying.
Can I speak to your daughter, please?
Hang on.
They came to turn 3 or 4 times. They didn't come to anybody else.
Hello?
Taylor?
Yes.
Again, this is Mike. I'm the front desk. I'm going to explain the situation to you.
I didn't see a Mike at the front desk.
This is Mike at the front desk, ma'am. There's a situation
Taylor, this is Steve Johnson, the general manager. I work in the back office. You have to understand that right now the rapists have a few guests held hostage in their rooms, and the SWAT team is trying to formulate the best possible strategic move and to ensure that none of the hostages get hurt, okay?
Well,
that's
if she's doing this, then we're going to come hostage, too,
No, Taylor, calm down. As I explained to your mother, we know for a fact that the rapists do not have access key cards to your room. They have access to certain other rooms, but not this one, for sure. We know because they stole a couple of the access cards, not yours. And we've changed it. We've reset yours, okay? So they can't get in your room. Just do not leave your room, and they will not be able to get in. You're safe in your room.
Well, I don't see how y'all aren't coming in. What's y'all's plan to get the hostages out?
Right now, the SWAT team is working on a plan at the moment. We're just waiting for them, okay? They are right now on the floor, incognito.
What floor are they on?
Okay, madam, can I speak to your mother, please?
Hold on, what floor are they on?
Man, I need to speak with your mother, quick.
They're on the second floor right now, and they're making their sweep through every floor.
Yes.
So are they done with the third floor?
They are getting to the third floor.
They're getting to the third floor. Do you want to talk to my dad or something?
Yes, please.
Hello?
Okay,
yes?
Sir.
Yeah.
Okay, inform me of the situation. What does the scene look like right now, sir?
There's no one was out there.
Okay, and what does the room look like right now, sir? What's going on?
It's just me and my family.
Okay, sir.
Are the doors barricaded?
Did you turn off the TVs?
No. Well, the one back here in this room is turned off. The one in there is still on.
No, sir. They need to be both on at the same time. They need to be turned up. The volume needs to be turned up.
I can't hear you with this TV on that loud.
Okay, sir.
He had a card. He tried to open the door, but we had the deadbolt on, so it didn't work.
Okay.
The deadbolt turned too? The deadbolt turned too?
Oh my goodness. Sir, again, we did reset the key cards
to
your room. Sir, what's going on?
What's going on? What is it?
Sir?
Two cops are at the door.
Okay, sir. Okay. Sir?
Ask for their name. Don't open the door.
Ask for their name, sir, to verify.
Ask for their name. Identify.
Ask for their badge number.
Badge number.
If they give it to
Officer
you.
Officer Alexander again.
Okay, what are the badge numbers?
Justin Summit. Badge numbers.
What's your badge number?
591.
What are their ages?
What are their ages?
Who are you? Opening the door.
They're opening the door next to us.
They are.
They're trying to open the door next to us.
Sir? Sir?
Yeah.
Sir?
Yes?
Do not use any weapons.
I'm not. I'm going to go help them barricade the door.
Okay. Do that, sir, quickly.
Yes, sir.
Sir, use the TV, use the dresser, use whatever you have to. I really hope he does not stab anyone. That would be bad.
Made it clear several times.
Well, then when he comes back, I'll tell him to open the door just to make sure. We'll tell him it's
okay.
Yeah, he won't, Angel, because you know, right? Because you're.
Hello.
Okay, what is your dad doing right now?
He's standing by the door because they're trying to get in the side door beside us. How in the hell can I get in the side door?
Okay, Taylor, listen to me. We have verified that they are legitimate police officers, okay?
They sent a police officer. Wait, no. You better be positive. Somebody getting my ass right.
I am positive. They are. No, no. Your virginity is going to stay intact, okay? They,
well, how do you know they're real officers?
Because we just verified it with the SWAT team.
Then how come they went away? They could be in somebody else's uniform.
No, 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 no. Because they are just trying to ease up to not scare you guys. Okay?
You're scaring us more when you're telling us not to open the door. They can hold us hostage.
No, no, the SWAT team has just apprehended the rapist.
They've apprehended the rapist?
The one in the uniform. They've apprehended the fake
one.
The one
in the uniform. They got it. How'd y'all get it? We didn't see nobody come in here.
No, 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 no. They went down the stairwell. They tried to escape, and the SWAT team captured them. Let me speak with your father.
No, he's guarding the door right now. I really don't trust you.
Let me speak with your mother, then.
What's your name? What's your last name,
too? My name is Steve Johnson. I'm the general manager. Let me speak with your mother, please.
Mom? Mom? Yeah.
Madam?
Yeah.
Madam, I have confirmed with the SWAT team that the two officers with the badge, because your husband read the badge numbers, you remember?
Yeah, 5, 9.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I've confirmed, because the rapist wouldn't know that. The rapist would not know legitimate badge numbers, okay? We just verified it with the local police department, and the SWAT team verified it. You can let them in if they come back.
Hey, they just verified that those are police officers.
And also, the real rapist,
yeah,
the one in the fake uniform, tried to escape down the stairwell because they realized that there was no hope, and they have just been apprehended by the SWAT team.
Hey, the rapist had just been caught. Let the guys in. They are sure they've been caught?
Yes, I am positive.
Okay.
I am positive.
Okay. Okay, we're letting them in. Do you need me to hang up?
No, do not hang the phone up, no matter what you do.
If they've been caught, why can't we hang up?
Well, because this is procedure, ma'am. The corporate headquarters, we cannot just hang up in a situation.
I'm going to go talk to these police. I'm just going to leave the phone.
At least leave the phone off the hook, yes.
I will.
Okay. Ma'am?
Are the police officers you told me about bald?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, positive. Please. They are legitimate because the real rapist would not...
Hold on. How come they're asking if y'all told us to bang on the door?
Excuse me?
Did y'all tell us to bang... Y'all told us to bang on the door, didn't you?
They are officers that just arrived on the scene. They are the first line of defense. The SWAT team is in the lobby. They're in on the floors. The SWAT team, their job is to go to the other floors and to secure the other floors, and the police officers are the first line of defense when it comes to this, okay?
Hey, how come they're yelling at us about told them to bang on the doors? Why don't you get on the phone with them and tell them you told us to bang on the doors? If this is a prank, I'm going to go fucking haywire.
Okay, let me speak with your mother.
No, do you want to talk to the police officer?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, well, how come they're getting mad at us banging on the door when he's telling us to bang on the door?
I don't know.
And how come they just walked away?
It's right here.
Supposed to be the front office.
This is Greensboro Police.
Hello, sir?
Yes.
Sir, what's going on? This is a taxi company. I don't understand what's happening. I just been staying on the phone because they must have dialed the wrong number. I don't know what they're doing.
Okay, this is Greensboro Police. Everything's okay, okay?
Okay, sir, can I speak with are they okay? What's happening? Is there a rapist?
No.
There's no rapist? Because they said that there was something going on.
They said this is the hotel office.
No. Maybe they were trying to, I don't know if they had me on line one or something. I don't know. But this is United Yellow Taxi.
Okay. So you didn't tell them anything about verifying their room or anything?
I've been trying to just calm them down. I don't know why they dialed us.
Okay.
I've just been trying to keep them calm. We're down here on South Elm Street.
Okay. All right. We're all the way up here on Centerport.
Okay. All right. So everything's okay. I'm just really concerned right now. I'm really worried.
Okay. All right. Let me talk to him.
My
okay.
God.
All right. Let me talk to him. All right.
Okay. Please.
Wow.
That was probably one of the more interesting rape calls I've ever heard.
Well, see, the only problem with that is it takes this long. It takes all night.
Yeah.
To finally get one.
Well, that was freaking amazing. That was probably one of the best calls I've ever been in or heard. So, that was a good call. And hey, we didn't break anything either. So.
Yeah, so now you know that even just throwing the chair at the door creates a dent, so there's none of that either. I mean, I didn't think it would, but at least nothing got broken, really. It's just a little dent, so it's no big deal.
Who read?
Please enter the 10-digit phone number you want to call. Please enter the 10-digit phone number.
I'm guessing you're taking this.
What room is it?
It was room 304, I think.
Hello, ma'am?
Yes?
Ma'am, yes. I'm on the third floor right now, and I'm scared to death. Apparently there's a rapist or something. What's going on?
There is no rapist in the hotel, sir. I promise you that. My general manager is in the building at this time, and the police is in this building. There is no rapist inside this building at all, sir.
Okay, what is your name, ma'am?
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Steve. What's your first name? Just your first name.
Okay, Mr. Steve, what room are you in?
Ma'am, at this time, I'm so frightened right now, I'm hiding. I'm hiding in the bathroom. I'm calling on my cell phone. Okay,
Mr. Steve, this way I can...
How can I trust you? Because they're saying, I've been hearing on the other sides of the wall and in the hallway, they're talking about hotel, a rapist is taking over the hotel, or he took over the front desk, or it's a woman, or I don't know what's going on. They said that there were even police officers as a rare, disguised in uniform. I don't know who to trust. How do I even know that you're really the hotel?
Okay.
How do I know that you're the real person at the front desk? Because I don't remember you being at the front desk when I checked in.
Sir, that's because I work night audit. I work night audit here. I've been working...
What is night audit? I've never even heard of a position night audit. What does that mean? What, are you just making this up? Oh, my God. I'm calling the police. I'm calling the police right now.
The police. Sir, the police is already on the premises.
Over the front desk.
Could you hold on a minute? Here's my general manager.
She's at the front desk. Do not open the door. Do not open the door. The rapist has taken over the front desk telephone. Call 911 right now.
This is Bob. May I help you?
Who is this?
This is the general manager.
How do I know this is really the general manager? They're talking about that there's the general manager, the rapist is pretending to be the general manager. How do I know that this is not one of the rapists?
Sir, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my cell phone, okay? I'm
where
not
going,
in
sir?
The bathroom right now on the third floor.
What room?
I need help. How do I know you're really not the rapist? I don't want to give my room number. I'm very scared right now. I'm not leaving my room. I am not leaving my room.
I can't help you. I've got to
be
here now at room 3.
Who are you? What is your name?
My name is Bob Chapman. I'm the general manager.
Okay. I don't remember a Bob Chapman when I checked into the hotel.
There was a Marcus Kirby here as well last night. He was a big Afro-American fellow that was working.
Okay, the nigger that was working. Yes, the nigger, when I checked in, that nigger was there. He was very rude to me.
Sir, I can't help you. And the thing is, I think this is some type of prank. I've already got the police here in room 304 for the same reason.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna stay in the bathroom, and I hope that you guys take care of this because I don't know what to do.
What room are you in, sir?
They're saying that Marcus is the rapist. Is this true?
No, sir. What room are you in?
I'm not gonna say. I'm not gonna say.
You're on the third floor.
Yes.
And your name is what?
I'm not. I can't trust you. I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are.
I told you who I am.
No.
Well, you're locked in your bathroom on the third floor. That makes perfect sense. So I can't.
Well, I mean, I can leave the bathroom, but I'm not going to.
Well, you can. I'm okay with that, sir. I mean, if that's what you need to do, but just tell me what room you're in, so I can have the police come up and talk to you anyway.
Right now, I'm in the bathtub, and I am not. I'm hiding behind
the shower
curtains.
What time did you get this phone call? What time did you get this phone call, sir? Hello. What time did they call you?
Sir?
What time did they call you this morning?
Let me speak with the African American.
He's not here. He's at home, sir.
No. The woman. The woman.
The woman.
I feel much better talking to her.
Yes, sir. Are you with the baseball team?
Hello? He just told me that the rapist is Marcus. Is this true? I'm with
that.
The baseball team. I am with the baseball team.
You are with the baseball team?
Yes.
Okay. Can you please tell me? My name is Lisa. I've told you that before. Could you please tell me what room you're in so I can try my best to help you? Now, I'm a female, and if there was a rapist on the premises, do you think I would be standing here very calm, just doing nothing, and I'm a female? Now, could you please...
Well, ma'am, I don't know. I mean, you're black. You've been through some hard times. I don't know. Maybe you can handle it. I can't. I'm a privileged white man. I cannot afford to be caught up in some sort of rape situation.
Okay.
Maybe you've been raped before. I don't know. Yes. Maybe it's nothing new to you. But to me,
sir,
I cannot have my innocence robbed, okay?
Okay.
Maybe you have a rape fantasy. I don't know. I know how you black chicks get down.
Yes, yeah, Mr. Steve, I have the Greensboro police standing directly in front of me, and they need to know what room you're in.
Please let me speak with them. I'll feel a lot better.
Pardon me?
Let me speak with them. I'll feel a lot better.
Okay.
Is Officer Alexander?
Hello, yes.
Hello.
I don't know what's going on. I've been on hold. I've been trying to book a reservation.
Okay.
I don't know if you're trying to talk to me or someone else or a different line, but I'm just trying to book a reservation. I've been sitting here waiting. I don't know what's going on. They're talking about some sort of hostage situation, or I'm not really understanding what's happening.
Mr. Steve, if you book a reservation, I will either need your Hilton Honors number or either your full name. Hello?
I'm really scared right now. I'm really scared.
Mr. Steve,
I don't know what to do. Will you come up? Will you come up to my room? Just you alone.
Okay. If you tell me which room that you're in,
I don't want nobody to come up to my room except you. Okay.
Okay. Could you tell me which room that you're in?
I'd feel a lot better if you came up to my room with just a robe on.
But Mr. Steve, if you give me the room number, I'll be able to do that. But I can't do it.
Okay.
All
right. Because if you come up to my room naked, then I'll feel a lot better knowing that you're not going to hurt me, but rather ride me and make me feel good.
Yeah. Yes. But Mr. Steve, if you give me the room number, I will be able to come up and help you.
Okay. Are you going to? Because I need a blowjob to calm down. Are you going to be able to do that for me?
Okay, but I need to know your room number.
Okay, I'll give you my room number if you promise me that when you come up here, you're going to calm me down with a blowjob. Because I'm so scared right now, I'm going to kill myself.
Okay, Mr. Steve.
Promise me.
I have other guests, Mr. Steve, that I need to help, okay?
Okay, so I understand, but I could... Please, I need assurance. Okay, it's the only thing that calms me down. I'm just so scared right now. I don't want to be raped.
Okay, but I cannot.
I want you to come out. Are you going to come up to my room, just you?
You need to give me your room number, Mr. Steve.
Okay, I will, but are you going to give me a blowjob to calm me down? Because
please,
I need that.
Give me your room number, Mr. Steve.
I'm a paying customer. Are you going to give me a blowjob?
Will you give me your room number, Mr. Steve?
And if I do, are you going to give me a blowjob to calm me down and relax me and put me back to sleep?
I need to take care of. You need to give me your room number.
Are you going to swallow?
Hold on. Well, Mr. Steve, I can't help you because you won't let me help you.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give you my room number, but are you going to give me a blowjob? Promise me.
You got it.
Promise me, and I'll give you my room number if you promise to come up here and give me a blowjob. Promise.
I can't.
Say yes.
I get a room number.
Okay, but are you going to promise? Say yes.
Okay.
Do it.
Actually, my co-worker promises everything that you ask, just give me a room number.
Okay, who?
Huh?
Who's your co-worker?
Yes.
Which one? Bob?
Yes, he'll do it too. Now, will you give me the room number?
Which one? Who's going to give me the blowjob? I need to know.
Everybody that you name will give you one if you give me the room number.
Bob and you?
Yes, if you give me the room number.
Okay, 306.
You in 306?
Yes, help. Hurry.
Okay.
I'm naked, and I'm erect, and I'm waiting.
I know every room that's occupied, and I can tell you for a fact 306 is not occupied. So which room number are you in?
302.
And I know who's in 302. You're not in 302, sir. Now, what room
number
are you in?
Yes, I am.
If you want to play games, you can play games, and you're trying to act like you're scared, but that is not the way that you act. I'm trying to help you if you really seriously need help. But how can I help somebody that wants to play games? Now,
well, I need help. I need help because I'm going limp right now because of the way you're talking.
Well,
and so
I'm
I need
glad
to go back to talking about
to
how you're going
to
give me a blowjob along with Bob, and then you're going to snowball it into his mouth. I prefer that kind of talk.
The call has been ended.
Please end.
Wow.